Blog Talk Radio.
Anything in a long time.
almost missed my flight today. I look good even though I feel shitty. I just got back out this way. You already got plans for the city. Call them off cause you call them off for me. You're always going on and on. Got it all, ask me why I never leave. I don't go out much, but you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side, boo. Call my homegirl, tell your best friend you can slide through. On the low, I'm all location. I don't want to see me getting faded. You should come through tonight. I only kick you with a psycho. They won't tell cause they tryna live their best lives too. On the low, on my own, I'll be waiting. Hit me on my phone, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah. Looking at you cry, going crazy. If I could, I would take the pain away. I don't see that smile I made. You already make plans that ain't with me. Trying hard, I've been trying hard to breathe. Inhale, exhale, you hear what you've been doing to me. Fighting it off, you've been fighting me off for weeks. Don't leave cause I need you. But you should come through tonight. I'm chilling on the west side.
My car broke down in the parking. Tell me what to do with your love. I won't be scared about it. Kind of love don't need no drugs. You think I'm the man without him? Oh, baby, put the panties on. I've been going through a draw. Tonight I'ma have it all. Oh, baby, put your thing along.
Once again, back to Epiphany Radio Universe, the starship where we boldly go, where poems have never been before. Welcome to another installment. This is the Honey Dripper 3.0, episode 111. Yes, I said it, 111, episode 3, third season. Wild. More importantly, not just that, here on the For Real Entertainment Network, we continue to bring you the best in poets, known, unknown, hidden, unhidden, fly, dope, incredible, fresh fly, wild and bold, hip-hop reference, just in case you didn't know that. This is my shit. This is the most incredible thing that happens in the month. I get to come on here and seriously show my ass with the rest of my family, my drip fam, and we get to invite people to the party and have a good time doing it. For real, we're going to be a little bit loose tonight. I just want you to understand, sir. I know if you like get us in trouble with the FCC, I know you probably fired me, but I'm just going to show up tomorrow like nothing ever happened. Just so that you know, forewarning. So tonight we need you to get ready for a sizzling night. Sizzling night of poetry this Tuesday night, October 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. West Coast, here on the Epiphany Radio Universe. The call-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard, or you can stream live at www.blogtalkradio.com/IEYECpeople. Now, welcome to this podcast. The Honey Dripper Poetry Collective is an international collective of amazing poets, writers, performers, people who just get into it and knock it out. And, you know, we're very good at the aforementioned topic when it comes to erotic poetry, and there's no two Honey Drippers alike. However, you know, we're not alone in the world, of course. We love to interact and meet with other people and build community. So, tonight, this electrifying installment is dedicated to fantasy, the art of fantasy. What's your fantasy? All right. I usually have a co-host. I think my co-host is somewhere around here. And actually, all the drips are considered co-hosts. But let me see if they're available. Excuse me. Hello. 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 Mahogany Soul, you there? Hello? Maybe. We'll see what happens. However, let me bring some people in. Let me get my features going. If you are a feature here, please raise your hand so that I know that you're here. Press 1. I'm going to get my features first, and then I'm going to open up these mics real quick, fast, in a hurry. Let me introduce you to some of the people who will be featuring tonight before we get to the drift. Of course, hold on for a second. So my first feature is Melissa, the exclusive. Melissa, are you there? Melissa, are you there? Melissa, are you there? Can you hear me? Melissa, are you there? I can hear you, but I can't hear you.
My apologies. Yes, I couldn't find the right button. I am here, present, in attendance.
She's like, present. Present. All right, so let's Melissa, Ross, native PG County, Maryland, currently resides in Dallas-Fort Worth area, a.k.a. Funky Town, in case y'all didn't know that. She's been writing poetry since she was in middle school, but has just started recently sharing her work on various social media platforms, such as the Poets Playground, Rose and Vibe with Mike Gwynn, know that guy. And she's a former podcast host for Poetry After Dark and a current co-host on the Jack of All Talks with Jazz on Spotify. Exclusives intentionally writes from the inside out as a form of therapeutic ministry and hopes to provide transparency to mental health issues, parenting, relationships, and everyday life perspectives. She describes herself as a sapiosexual, a foodie, loving to laugh and eager to lend her time, talent, and energy to anywhere that promotes growth, awareness, and opportunity to mentor others. Y'all give it up for Melissa, the exclusive. Yay! Yeah. I'm unmuting all the people. All right.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, y'all give it up for Melissa, the exclusive. First time on the podcast. Met her on Clubhouse. She's dope. Now let me go over here to the next person. Hold on. This is acting funny. All right. The next person. This is my day one from day one. She's been riding with the kids for a very, very long time. I'm just going to read her thing. It says, real roomy spit is her motto. Ever wonder what happened if a catch 22 and a double entendre had a baby? Well, it did. And she goes by the name of Miss Dahlia 22. Miss Dahlia 22 is a spoken word artist, author, host, blog host of the year, 2016-2018, desktop facilitator, former creative director of Voices from the Heart that loves the challenge of self-expression. She started performing sporadically about 20 years ago, and it's only in the last 18 years that she feels at home on stage and feels her transition from poet to spoken word artist is nearly complete. Within the time period, Miss Dahlia 22 has graced many stages, including Bembe Festival, Mama Africa Festival, Juneteenth Celebration, Spark After Dark, to name a few, and is currently one half of the Poetic Divas. Put some respect on their name. She hosts a bi-weekly show called Best Friend Chronicles with the other half of Poetic Divas, LLC, Nikita J, which is set to return in 2024, along with a new show, B.E.D., and All Things in Between. Miss Dahlia 22 is also an author of multiple books, including Dangerous Curves, available now, and the upcoming book, Four Letter Words and What This Mouth Do, releasing in December. Ladies and gentlemen, good people, I give you Miss Dahlia 22.
Hey, y'all!
What's going on?
I know a lot of shit.
Well, hello.
Hey.
Hello. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. She's been riding with the kid for a very, very long time. And we're going to go over here to our next feature. Hold on, let me make sure that I got everybody if I got them. Because Ocean's Rain, if you're here, you have to press 1 so that I know that you're here. Because I don't know your number. But we're going to try to figure it out. But we're going to our next feature, which is one of the drips. By way of Baltimore, or Baltimore, however you want to say it. All right, we got a lot of stagnant lights in the background. Hold on for a second. Let me see if I can change this up. That gets the sound. Okay. All right. So, by way of Baltimore, Honey Dripper from the fall class of Drip U Fall 22, our very own Infamous Lyricist. Y'all give a round of applause for Infamous Lyricist.
Hey, hey, hey. How you doing?
Hey, hey.
Lady Class in the building. I Drip U.
We see y'all in here. You're ready to cut off. All right. So I'm missing one person, but I'm going to see if I can find them in the meantime, in between time. There are a couple numbers I don't recognize, so I'm going to go through it because I don't read numbers very well. So Eric Code 910, who may I ask to speak in? Eric Code 910. Somebody in the background talking. All right, hold on. Let me start with it. Eric Code 912. Who am I asking speaking? Eric Code 912.
What up?
Oh, mouthpiece.
What's going on, man?
I know that sound anywhere. I know that brother's voice. You know,
that's crazy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. All right,
I was coming to support, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, good brother. I'm glad. I'm always glad.
Yeah.
But you know,
I
would hope so. All right, so let me run through this super quick. All right, real quick and fast. Starting with my favorite Philly John, OG Drip, the Pearl of Negra. What's up?
Hey, hey, everybody. What's good?
All right. From Virginia, by way of Virginia, now in Alabama, the Pussy Tizer, a.k.a. Lisa Lips. How you doing?
Diva.
All right. That's what's up. Now for the noise ringing, bell ringing, soul singing, she comes to me as a Brad Tiffany in the building. How you doing?
Hey, girl.
All right, from the brand new heavies, Spring 23, Mahogany Soul. Are you there? I think so. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, so listen. We're going to get started with the That wasn't the one I was supposed to happen. I hit the wrong one because I wasn't looking. All right. So we're going to start with our features, of course. All right. So before we get started, I'm going to ask you this question. Are you ready? Are y'all ready? Melissa?
Let's go.
Got to do it.
We're
going to
start with you.
Be here now.
Let's get it.
All right, you ready? What's your fantasy?
Oh, that's a... Bobby, you trying to solve problems.
Yeah, that's the point. What's your fantasy?
What's your fantasy?
All the people.
Ooh. I have a complete
highly operational dungeon and have someone submit to my every whim.
Bullshit. Okay. Okay. Well, okay. Submit to you every... I'm gonna come back to that. All right. I'm gonna go to Miss Dahlia 22. Miss Dahlia 22. What's your fantasy?
To swallow and spit, and not on command. Like I want to be in charge of that.
wait a minute. Pause.
Wait.
Like, you know how people want to tell you go ahead and swallow or spit? I'm like, this is my game. I'm gonna do it when I want to do it.
Okay. I'm gonna go to you, Infamous. What's your fantasy?
I spoke out of turn. I didn't know if you were just a free for all or whatever. I'm sorry. I answered when I guess you were talking to Melissa.
Yeah, I was talking to Melissa. I thought Melissa answered. I really can tell. But if you already
that
answered,
was me.
I'm gonna go back to Melissa. Melissa, are you there?
I'm here, present.
Okay.
I'm scared.
She's like, I'm here, present. I'm just here so I don't get fined. Melissa, what is your fantasy?
Here's the thing. I could be completely happy with someone who just has an insatiable appetite for me in general. I feel like once we are on that level, everything fantasy, we would absolutely do by nature.
Ooh.
Whatever he requires, I have no problem with that as long as it's not a third person in the bedroom. And whatever I require, he already has an insatiable appetite for me, so I probably don't even have to ask. But yeah.
Ooh. That's good. That's really, really good. Okay, so now I'm gonna run through the joke with this question. So La Pearl La Negra, what's your fantasy?
My fantasy? Lord, I'll tell you one of them. I want to be up about maybe 20 stories in the summer rain, a heavy one too, out on the balcony, being fucked really good. Yeah.
We're going to ring the bell for that one.
One.
Okay. We're going to loop back around. We're going to go to Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, what's your fantasy?
First, in La Pearl La Negra, I did that one. In the snow, actually. It was amazing.
I fucked in the snow already.
I have fantasy about space back in my old hometown in Maryland. There's a public fountain in the public park. I have a fantasy about having sex in the fountain.
In the public fountain?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to loop back around to the snow thing because the snow is cold. I don't know what y'all
thinking
about.
Yeah, but it's not when you fucking in it. It's not cold
right.
When you fucking in it. I promise you it isn't.
Wait, hold on. Can I get a poll from anybody that has, besides these two, that has fucked in the snow? Can somebody tell me?
I want to be fucked in the snow, shit.
It's delicious, I promise.
Wait a minute.
But can we throw in a hot tub while it's snowing?
Oh, yeah. Now, I have been in a hot tub while it's snowing, but I'm talking about actually, like, just in your boots and a coat, and he raised it up in the back, and he just hit and thought.
Lord have mercy.
Memory.
Add that to my bucket list.
Okay. Hey, look, the nipples be hard and the snowflakes will hit your nipples and sit right there for a little bit. It's good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
No, I like a poem about anybody getting fucked.
Oh shit! Wait a minute. I wasn't ready. Oh wait. So I'm gonna go over here to ATL, shorty. Real Tiffany, what is your fantasy? Rare? Am I losing people?
Yeah.
Rare?
Yeah.
What's your fantasy?
I heard you the first time you said my name. I was just going to pretend I didn't hear you.
Wow.
Let's see, Rare lived in the convent. So Rare buried her fantasies deep in something. Let me see. I don't know. I pretty much do what I want. I don't know. I really have not explored what my fantasies are, aside from I have a thing for public displays of things. So yeah, that. I did want to be a stripper, though. Like, once upon a time, I'll be a stripper for just a private dancer. Your private dancer, a dancer for something besides money. Do what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. All righty then. All right. Wait a second. Paul Cram's on here? Where's Paul Cram at? Paul Cram, you around here somewhere? You gotta tell me what the area code is, bro. Hold on. Let me see. Make sure to ask if this is Paul Cram, because I'll be not sure. Area code 910. Is this you, Paul Cram? Area code 910. Area code 910.
I think he's 515.
Wait, who's this?
Is it 912?
No, not you, mouthpiece. 910.
Oh.
Hello? Trying to figure it out. All right, so I'm gonna come to you, mouthpiece. Mouthpiece, what's your fantasy?
What's up?
I said, what's your fantasy, bro?
What's my fantasy?
Mm-hmm.
Who we got? Melissa. We got La Perla Negra. Who else we got?
Jinx over here.
Hmm. What's up, black man?
Okay.
I can tell my fantasy in a whole poem if you want me to.
Yeah, we don't get to that. That's next.
We'll get to that. How about every last woman that's in the lineup on the beach, in the water, with nothing but our birthday on, doing whatever we need to do to get that fixed?
I'm with it.
Wait a minute, hold on, wait, what? Wait, no, I'm taken, I can't do this.
So whatever you need to do to get that fixed.
Yo, no.
James looked at the phone like, what?
All right, hold on, let me bring somebody else in. Area code 815, who master speaking?
Hey, Mahavi, it's Gina Storm. You know, I'm drip adjacent. I'm here to listen. And do you have open mic? I'm here for it.
All right, well we're going to get to that. Gina Storm?
Yes, sir.
In here. So why I got you while I was talking to you, Gina, what's your fantasy?
that I can get the love that I receive because I know what I'm bringing to the table and I don't want to have to settle.
That's very vague.
Well, I be needing that type of loving because sometimes people be real less of days or just not really putting in the work. They ain't even breaking the sweat. They think that what worked for the last woman will work for all women, and I'm not her. I need you to damn it back. For me to be all right. Wow.
Damn.
I mean, I ain't trying to kill nobody. I said damn near. I didn't say that. Yeah, I want to snatch your soul, and I want you to thank my mama for having me.
You want to
thank my mama for what my mama made.
If you're not doing that, you didn't do enough.
You want to thank what my mama made?
We're going to give that to you. We're going to give you that now.
Thank you. But you asked. That's my answer.
That's incredibly filthy and dirty, and sounds good. We like it. sounds good. We like it. We like that shit.
Woo-hoo!
We're not going to tell you, but we like that shit. All right. That being said, all hearts and minds are clear. We're going to start getting into this poetry thing real quick, real fast, in a hurry. Let's get to it. We're going to start with Melissa. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Well, come on, Melissa. The mic is yours.
Perfect. So I'm going to start with a poem that's called Love on Love. When I see you, it's like being high on ecstasy, like an erotic on a narcotic, with my mind spinning. And I want to swallow you whole from the crown of your head to the depths of your soul. You're something like my love drug, my antipsychotic. Got me overdosing true. The way you taste my silky strawberry and creamy, wet, pretty pink hue. Creating the exclusively explicit, kinky, and nasty things that I want to let you do to me. And I want to do to you too. You got me pulling up sometimes, wanting to see you without or withdrawal, so I can snatch them off with haste because I can't wait to taste. I'm having hot flashes of passion, cravings, you know, withdrawal. It sounds like the symptoms of being love sick. Time flying by with no wonders and no whys, like birds tweeting love songs, like when tweet sings turn the lights off, or getting down with my ass up face to the ground like love bugs, digging deep and getting dirty. The entanglement, heavy breath, pulse racing and curls forming at the baseline of your hair in the strangulation of my greatest love affair. It's the way you hit the bottom of that thing, like a wishing well. You were screaming, please, God, don't let me take this L. But he fell in love and started quoting vows from up above. I guess that WAP made him slip and he tripped, took the L anyway, and that's how he fell in love. That love that makes him want to sing, makes him buckle his knees, makes him want to write soliloquies and movie scenes like he's my brother to the night and I got a love Jones. That entrancing motion got me squirting like we're remaking the Pacific Ocean. Grab a life jacket because I'm about to drown us both like the Titanic. Let's go ahead and capsize. Excuse me while I turn this hungry man meal into a bite size. I got an insatiable appetite. They say thick thighs save lives. So when I sit on your lips and gyrate my hips like old mother African ships, then look down at your crown, I guess you could call that a Baywatch. It's catastrophically sexual insanity. Simply man down. But then we flip, you crash on top of me like a wave, and that cool water scent I smell, I think I might be digmatized. Go look up the definition. It's a love spell. Do you love me or do you love me not? I can't tell, because who do that voodoo that you do? You drive me cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Maybe it's me that's falling in love with you. Or maybe it's just the anticipation of getting this bus, but I won't fuss so I don't look like an outcast. Is this what it feels like to have a love life? Or is this only for one night type Luther romancing on the radio? The loyalty and trust got out of mind. So which one of us is actually committing this love crime? My love is like justice. It stands to see the innocent go free, but equally it's blind. So I start to read your body by feeling my way around like Ray Charles. Yeah, I was blind, but now I see. I was almost lost far below the darkness of the sea until you, my captain, reminded me that nighttime is the right time to bite my peach. In other words, I guess I put Georgia on his mind. No debate. I got him caught up in a state or a picture-perfect frame of mind. He got the right one, baby. And now that I've confirmed that I've quenched his thirst, I moan heavily in his ear. Poem.
Putting Georgia on his mind.
I love it.
That was the most filthy, unfilthy poem I've ever heard. It was very stock of metaphors and congrats. Is this poem based on a true story?
No. I mean, I'm sure.
You know, I'm just saying.
I'm sure it has happened in segments at one point or another, but no, I didn't like hop off of anybody's son's lips and go, you know what, I should write about it.
You know what? I'm gonna drink this tea real quick. Yeah. Very interesting. Y'all give it up one more time for this exclusive poem. Let me just now I'm gonna go to Damone, how long we known each other? How long has it been?
Probably since Jesus was born. I don't know.
It's gotta be
about like 6-7 years now. It's gotta be something like that.
Absolutely. But you know, I know somebody looked good in a leather dress. I'm just going to leave it at that. Anyway, spandex dress, latex dress. I'm going to put all these tips out. If you're in the group, folks talking grown, you can go back and you can actually see pictures of her in a latex dress. I'm ratting. I just ratted her out. Go look
at it. Oh, my gosh.
Somebody see. Anyway. But also well traveled, you know, all the good stuff. Do you have a poem for us this evening? To share with us, please.
I do, but I'm gonna get this poem. I stepped out my lab now. Any part after
right.
this, you know, it ain't. I can't promise you're gonna hear me, but I'm saying I'm here because I'm still at work.
All right. Well, come on then. The mic is yours.
All right, so this is entitled The Fall. Sometimes it's the fall that blinds us, binds us, ties us to invisible bedposts with edible rope. I mean, don't choke. I just hope you don't falter, but alter your perception of me, a good girl with bad boy tendencies. I'm every man or woman's wet dream, don't you think? Now, please come for me. fondle self, chest, breast, don't stress. Allow me to adjust bulging members and death of appendages up and down, going honor and pride. Let's run abandoned coastlines, bringing in riptides and desert shores. You've got to endure me, giving thanks. Going to this place that the new woman refuses to go. I mean, how immature now. Reverse our fate. It's her fingers into my ache. Don't pound. Keep moving around to hear that gushing sound. Watch as both lips start to blush, then thrust nail beds deep into valleys and peaks until uncontrollable shaking because of break in my heat. It will start a manicured toe before traveling up several round thighs. Circling, burgling, lips in the resting in cold blue eyes. There I try to escape while we wait for bread to break from navel to clit. Oh, your GPS is failing? Try following my Morris code as pulsing out of control. Grab hold as I suck in. Breath, tongue, foreskin. win-win. But you didn't think I could deep throat all that without gagging and all. I mean, listen while taste buds twerk. Lay back because his mama's got this work. And don't blame me. The sun, moon, elements, black back holes. Just mind your astrologist of telling how far I would go to follow your big dip while you heed my siren calls. And there'll be no safe words allowed at all. Tell me, can you master a muster that curse not to overreact while you've given to those addictions that are controlling me? Why not pop that molly with weed and become royalty? And don't try the king of an asteroid belt, boys, legs. Time to have sex. Look how long you have this root girl. Now flex with both legs up, head down, gurgling sound as ankles feel wet because I flex it all, dislodge my jaw, twirling around your pole, swallow and gargle that dome. Fuck you, no flex zone, no flex zone. You should know who better, boy, now do better. Moan, groan, become hyperventilation, such orgasms are pacing to and fro. Boy, you know those extra juices have got to go. Why not let me take your extra soldiers home? You can watch as a million man march past tongue and cheek. Boy, your sex and manhood and my counsel are bound to meet. Reap for more than just 1 hour. No commercial interruptions desired or required. Why not fast for a whole to fast for an O's? That's HBO, in case you didn't know. Ah, there you go. I feel your ocean cresting as meluses of lusting and following on my back ass. You know, that's big ass, in case you didn't know. You could just pass out and stop it without you crying, scratching like a bitch because you're just my bitch, and I love this mentally affects X and Y double time until the only thing you can do is scream out, heads high, can we just, no, no, stop, come in, oh, baby, coming down like waterfalls, and dick, arch back, nut section, all. I told you, baby. Sometimes it's just how you happen to just allow me to just, oh, in peace.
Damn.
I want to be a fly on the wall where everything has worked so I can see what people are doing in front of her.
I mean, you know, you can be a fly, you can be a participant. I mean, just let me know what you want to do.
But I just want to see the reaction of the people in your building, wherever you are, that happened to overhear that.
It's the patient point. I'm just gonna ask people to show me your hands. Show me your hands. Show me your hands. Show me that.
Oh, show me your head? Oh, you said hand on head.
Show me your head. You know what? I ain't even messing with you. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to put you over there.
You ain't got to leave me alone. You can bring me home.
Okay.
Not you guys, Tavi, stuttering.
I always have a stuttering, man. It's like, boop, 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 boop. Come on now. Boop, boop, boop. Let's go.
Look. Damone, I've been running for a long time.
I mean, you gonna keep on running. Running like a track dog. Okay.
Don't run, Harvey. Don't run.
Run. Damone, you can certify that I will raise up and be out.
I mean, I don't have no problem verifying your certification. Let me know.
I'm just saying, you know I will. I'll be like, oh, too much for me. Got to go. Gotta go. I'm out of here. I'm going. See ya. Okay. Anyway, y'all keep it up for Damone. That was like a whole movie and everything that was going on. I felt some involvement.
Yes,
there.
It was.
Some punching going on. A little nuts. Just a little bit. All right.
That was absolute cinema.
Well, I appreciate y'all, and I'm going back in this damn lab. If I fall off the damn cliff, don't worry. I'm still going to swallow your children when I get back. Let me know.
My God.
I'm gonna give you the bell just for that alone. We're gonna go over here to Infamous.
I didn't expect it to go better.
You come over to worse? That's crazy.
I'm just, you know, there's certain things. You know, certain people, they really, like, you know how real the threat is. You're like, you know, threat level. Like, you know, on some animes, what threat level is this? Like, though, this is dragon. Double extinction event. It can happen. Trust me. Anyway, that being said, Infamous. You pretend to have something fantastic, fantasy-based, and sexy to spit for us this evening.
Of course I do.
Well, okay then. The mic is yours. Make this mic trip.
All right. Welcome to Pleasure Island. I'll be your guide, ladies. I'll go over the rules before we begin our tour. Please, no recordings in the rules. Don't ignore your inhibition. And open yourself up to unlimited possibility. What happens on the island stays on the island. Shall we begin? Now to your left, you'll see the peaks of the Bodacious Mountains. Reminiscent of my silhouette, the way the hills roll and valleys dip, laying in pink sands of seduction like Tahiti. Let's not rush to where it flowers. Enjoy the tantalizing trail slipping its way over this lush nature. Vines and lilies crown canopies gilded in dew and nectar, the sun peeking through foliage over curves where the east and west converge, the majestic plains of meadow and limestone beckon, water pools and lagoons flow to the fertile crescent. Here is where the bounty of life is cultivated. Let us journey forth into the chasm. Don't slip on these gentle folds of earth, warmed by the core. See how it glistens with never-ending waterfalls. Careful, you may drown within these waters. Many have been lured by these hot springs, falling into whirlpools of bliss, taking rides on the slide of ecstasy. Who will volunteer to take this ride? Just so spelunk, deep diving into snouts. I swear if you dive deeper into its chasm, the earth would spasm, quaking flowstone and shifting floors, unveiling hidden jewels, some that shine with pearlescent hues, and others that go deep with Milky Way cues. Quickly, we must now depart, for the tides are rising and the delta will be submerged. Seeking higher ground is of utmost importance. Do not be deterred by the roaring of waves as water condenses into beads that rapidly roll over slates of marble. Look back at it.
as plumes hover over geysers, old faithful, will you be faithful? Toss your head back and stick out your tongue. Can you taste the mist? It's heavy in the air. It's something about familiar faces. They get the most extravagant spectacle. She hopes she returned for another glimpse of this sister. And that concludes our tour of Pleasure Island. Please come again. And that's just a little bit of sad.
I want to go to Pleasure Island.
I want to book a tire.
I do too.
We're going to hit the bell. We're going to hit the bell. Lady Sass, little ass, whole lot of ass. It's true. It's true. But you know our favorite thing is when she's a drip test and she's in the bustier and all the boobies were sticking out and I know I wasn't the only one saying come on titty.
You're doing horrible things for me.
Pop out.
That class was holding on for dear life.
It was holding on for dear life. The boobies, like they was about to pop. They was, it was like she had two bald headed men in the headlights. They were wearing a black bible.
They were sitting high and nice, and they looked good.
No, they look good. They look good. Everything was good. Jinx, don't fight me. Don't fight me. Jinx is like, that's mine. I was like, okay, calm down, player. Easy, Pippin. Easy. We just want to talk to her. Crazy. All right. So, that was outstanding. Let me hit you with another bell for the Fantasy Island. Tilt your head back. All right. So while we're in here, Rocky. All right. So we got a lot of people who just came up in the room, ran up in here with the guns out. Paul Cram is up in this piece. Paul Cram. I see Judge Jay in here, but he like to hang in the back. The Growl, a.k.a. Prince Drippy, is in here. Drippy!
Hey, damn it.
Lord.
Give them the business. Paul Cram will give them the business, too. I like what Paul Cram does. Paul Cram can be here with the slick ink. Come in here and be like, all right, let me give you the business. Let me do that to you. What's up, Paul Cram?
What's good, man? What's good?
I know Paul Cam is like wilding over here.
Oh no, man, you have no idea. Like I'm truly feeling this show. Like all the way up to people talking about sex in the snow. I was like, yeah, that shit was dope. And I'm like, ain't nobody else like that.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm a Pisces. I've been on all types of weather.
Yo, listen, right. I ain't messing with none of y'all. But we gonna get on this open mic real fast. Because we run out of time, and you know how things go. So, listen, this is what I'm going to ask y'all to do. Because we got a lot of people in the queue. We're going to run through. We're going to go through it quick, fast, and hurry. Please do not do pieces that are 7 minutes long. Please keep your pieces 3 to 5 minutes so we can get everybody on, get everybody in here. So we're going to come back. I'm going to loop back around with questions. We got more time. Let's get it. Listen, 5 minutes of funk. Give people what they want. Make them get high. Make sure that they shit rise. Make them wet. Y'all ready?
Get ready.
Ready? La Perla Negra, you up first. Mic is yours.
All right. This is called Who Is He? I search for stillness in me, but my rose becomes dewy in his presence. Who is he? I ask myself, because there's something too familiar about his energy, causing me to cleanse myself of all inhibitions. The slight abrasive friction of satisfaction is being reintroduced to my erogenous zones, getting to know him. And tears of all kinds of emotion flow to flood my nervous system from the devilish wiles of his worldliness. The more I open, the more I continue to praise him. I mean, chase him. I mean, I crave him. So much so that my efforts of resistance to him are futile attempts, and I fall in the submissive position. Who is he? I ask myself again. I am so wet. Because his vocal commands at my sweet spot configure the dilation of my pleasure and play command center. And while he indulges in downstream spurts of ambrosia at the path between my entrance, I swallow sweetly, sucking the pulses of his seminal genes. Who is this guy? I ask myself one last time. Because now he has open access to my soul, and I've become his effortlessly. His touch removed all questions of doubt of, am I desirable? He has reconfigured my sense of touch and validates my skin through the mutual exchange of our anatomical experience as we bathe in the cosmos of what remains. Until our energies become one, cosmic, explosive contentment. Well, he obviously knows me. So I told him calmly and concise, your karmic debt was paid in full when you chose me. Everything here is natural, so you chose right. And your attraction to me and the way that I taste lets you move free. I've been waiting for the one who could seduce my mind and find my soul. So no doubt remains. I know who you are. And I am absolutely yours. That's that piece.
That wasn't supposed to happen. I'm here to with the bell. We're going to move on from 152, 152. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
Yeah.
Mic is yours.
This piece is called Hold Me Gently, because I'm soft, warm, and sticky in all the right places. Pull me into you and hold me close now. Kiss me deeply, entwine your tongue into mine, and suck my lips, and let me bite yours. Yeah, that's it. Let me melt in your mouth as I cream in your hand. Right there, yes. Touch her. Play in my pink palace, but be careful not to slip. Floors are wet already. Tangle your phalanges deep down in my pleasure hole and find the treasure hidden inside her walls. Then sit at her table. Enjoy her nectar, curated in pineapple and mandarin orange. Her succulence is intoxicating, with flavors chosen for your delight. So eat to your heart's content. Enjoy every droplet that forms on your lips till she surges forth, feeding you my life force, making you immortal. Then rise up as the dark knight, Excalibur in hand. Make me forget the pillages of those who came before thee. Brandish your mighty sword and slay my dragon. excommunicate the ghosts of my past and hold me safely within your arms. Give me the depth of your strokes, the mastery of your skills. Wield your weapon with all the skill you've gathered. Dive deep into my divine spaces and claim me as your kingdom. Release your army within my gates and feed my barren fields, then rest from your labor, still encased in my walls, replenishing your strength within my care. Yes. Reign in me, and I, as your queen, will cover you till the next battle arises, here where I melt for you. I'm Liv, and you've just been serviced. Are you on mute, Javi?
Yeah, I was. I really was. I was talking too. I was mad talking. I said, playing my Pink Palace. What? that's an inside joke.
That was
actually ain't gonna get no
prompt you gave.
That was one of the prompts I gave? Oh, shit. We gonna keep this moving. It ain't gonna get no better. I was in there. So are you ready, Rare?
As ready as I'm gonna get.
Oh shit! Well, listen, let me sit down and get a drink and some cold press and see what happens. The mic is yours.
Okay. You should know this about me. When I grant thee permission into my familia, don't feel you're obligated to persuade me to give you what I already gave. You have my universal, transcendent consent whenever, wherever, however I meant it when I said I am yours, both behind and in front of closed doors, feel free to explore my freak between sheets in back seats on back streets, or when we meet in restaurant bathrooms, I will assume the position of submission morning, noon, and or night whenever you might feel the need for me. To spread eagle so you can eat it or beat it up. I don't give a fuck. Wait, I really will give a fuck whenever you want one. I want to come on command. I invite your hands to slap ass every time I walk by, pull hair, push me against walls, grab my throat. Boy, make me sugarcoat your fingers and tongue while I'm on some random ass Google meeting or work. You worked for my trust in. You earned the right to bust nuts in this gut at will. I acquiesce to the brilliance of your filth and the beautiful dopeness of your fantasy completely and reciprocally. You granted me permission to carry out my visions with you. Unnecessary words won't be used here. Let me be very, very clear. The only sounds I want to hear are sighs, grunts, and moans when I've gone missing beneath tablecloths with warming oil and mouth full of ice. Tell the waiter it was nice of him to ask if you needed something sweet. Just order me cheesecake, pass on the whipped cream. You about to make me your own. Nigga, we grown and we do grown folk shit at will. Again, you ain't gotta get what you already got. My consent, my permission. My mind and my heart. Epiphanies.
Damn. Ooh.
You know, I'm a guy and I feel like I need to drop my drawers.
I just want to know how to be that and intimidating at the same time.
That's a boxer dropper. Goddamn it, let me give you another bell. Let's just give me another bell before we just go on. Goddamn.
That was something about Mary.
See, listen, I'm just, fuck that shit. Let me give you one more bell. Just one more bell. One more bell for the bros. One more for the bell for the bros. All right, shit. Mouthpiece, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You in recovery? I'm in recovery. You in recovery? I'm in recovery, bro. I'm in recovery.
Yeah, I'm over here slipping. I'm trying to figure out where the question came from in my hand. I don't know where that came from.
I don't even. Yo, listen. Yo, listen. I ain't gonna hold you. Quick, fast, and hurry. You know, should we make this announcement now, Mouthpiece, or should we wait? What should we do?
You said what now?
Should we make that? Okay, look, show me your hands. No, should we make this announcement now? Make this announcement now, or should we do it later? What do you want to do?
You go ahead and make it now. You go ahead and do it.
All right. Well, go ahead. Well, next month, Clubhouse in Wolf Hours, they have humbly requested to do a night of Morocco Wolf Hours with the Honey Drippers in their room. I was gonna bring it before y'all, so you know, Wolf Hours meets Honey Drippers. It's gonna be nice and silky and wet and sticky, and you know, we gonna be over there moisturizing and compromising. They gonna be over there howling and yowling. That's what's gonna happen. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good time. But since we're here, you know, just in case people know, Mouthpiece is an original Honey Dripper, OG Honey Dripper. Mouthpiece, are you spinning tonight, sir?
I am, sir. I think I could not come through this wondrous house without giving something. I have to give an offering.
Well, please feel free to bless our offering plate with some good right approach, sir. The mic is yours.
Yes, sir. One second, my phone is warming up, I guess. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. All right. This is called the Gentleman Caller. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Right. Her presence interrupts my atmosphere. When she falls through, I come undone. Her energy radiates like the sun. To resist her shine is futile. As soon as you inhale her aroma, she's already won. I'm laid to rest. There's no contest here. I'm a centurion whose armor is pierced. She mastered my every move. Meticulously calculated, my defense is defenseless. Responses to her actions, she's already anticipated. My passion is not hidden. To her, just clumsy steps, taboo touches intoxicate. Forbidden thoughts become things blossoming into this present.
I hear you doing stuff. I can't have your background noise on my recording.
My speaker's off.
Speaker might be off. Did you light your lighter or open something?
Nah.
I heard a noise in the background. What I'm saying is I need your background to be silent because they're going to pull my segment out of this and put it on SoundCloud, Miss Cloud. It's already going to be on.
If you don't mute your mic, man.
Wow.
Hold on.
I apologize. I didn't realize I...
Wow.
My bad.
All right, should I start?
Sorry.
Should I start over?
Yeah, start over, please.
All right. Her presence interrupts my atmosphere when she falls through. I come undone. Her energy radiates like the sun to is this her shine and futile? As soon as you inhale her aroma, she's already won. I'm laid to rest. There is no contest here. I'm a centurion whose armor is pierced. She mastered my every move, meticulously calculated. My defense is defenseless. Responses to her actions, she's already anticipated. My passion is not hidden. To her, just clumsy steps, taboo touches intoxicate. Forbidden thoughts become things blossoming into this present scenario taking place. I'm giving over to her moisture, ingesting her essence with every breath, dangerously diving into her depths. This feeling that I'm feeling me now, is the greatest thing I've ever felt. She wraps her appendages around my torso, guiding me inside her pink wet dream, moving her waist in slow circles, gently administering her sting. Lady Scorpion is what they call her. She's bewitched the gods of men. She's dethroned kings with that southern sultry dialect. Oh, yes. That sweet butter brown face has seen things that many others have seen. She proceeded to unzip the package, retrieve its contents. I laid back, sensually slaying the moment. No nonsense. She is always all business. The grown woman kind. That's when she positioned herself behind my waist, both of her legs on either side of mine. She begins stroking my mankind, one hand vigorously massaging my greatness while the other slid across the surface of my chest. Her fingers caressed my nipple, and her lips and tongue placed in my neck. Her reach definitely knew its way around. My staff was at full power, and I was ready to put it down. Quickly, I arose, turned to face her, threw her legs up and pinned her down, tested her creamy wetness first. Afterwards, I threw my girth into her mother earth. I dug deep, penetrating her soil, infiltrating her inner sanctum, filling every nook and cranny. Until her fluids came out spilling across the bed under the canopy. I brought her walls down with a great fall. Such a lovely catastrophe. She took a deep breath and looked up at me.
Time to play, mister.
What happened next can only be described as sexually sadistic. She was going to get her due. When it comes to the bedroom, Lady Scorpion is a mystic, majestically maneuvering her body on top of mine, flipping me over on my back, injecting my rod in Wonderland. I watched as her waist begin to gyrate, like she had no muscles in her abdomen, or bones in her spine. I was mesmerized. The way she made that thick honey latte body sway left my mind hypnotized. To my surprise, she said, "Time to see what that mouth do." "Hey, mouthpiece." "Yeah," I replied. "What's 69 times 2? Before I could answer, she had straddled my face. Immediately, my tongue went to work, filling the space below her waist.
"Saddle up."
Swiftly, she gave that ass a whirl, changing her position to reverse cowgirl. This woman was not bullshitting. She gave a whole new meaning to face sitting. Grabbing a handful of my throbbing man muscle, she began stroking it, kissing and sucking. Just the tip, but the iceberg was heating up. In other words, my King Cobra was ready to spit. She happily parted her lips, like the Red Sea receiving all of me, devouring every inch. Her jaws never clenched, no teeth, no pinch, just tongue and lips. She began to moan and shake. Me thrusting in her mouth, her grinding detegia winding on my face. Pushing and pumping, I could feel her strokes intensify. Simultaneously, she could also feel mine. It was then that I arose and mounted her from the back. Slipped it in within. She put an arch in her spine and threw it back. I could feel my dick tingling. I can't hold back. I'm about to make a mess. Though our bodies were closely pressed, it didn't stop those voluptuous breasts from jiggling. I grabbed her by her neck, fucking her vigorously. She picked up the pace, moving that succulent frame, screaming, "Give it to me!" So I did. I gave it to her like a convict, a convicted felon, fresh out after doing a 20-year bid. Killing the pussy. About ready to cop another bid. Shit. Mouthpiece with that mouth through Wolf Bowers. And we driven the night. That's that vent.
They
are
howling. Despite Harvey interjecting with his background noise, you nasty as hell, Mouthpiece. Filthy.
I'm gonna stop up.
Yeah.
From a pink palace to a pink wet dream to a throbbing man muscle. God damn, what the fuck? I'm gonna give you a couple bells on that.
He said
he want a dirty guy
wine.
Yo.
Just one more. All right. All right. You filthy mother. Shut your mouth. All right. It's getting a little thick up in here. We're gonna go because I'm gonna go talk to Gene back channel, but I'm gonna go to the ground. Prince Drippin'. How you there?
We're in trouble, y'all.
Listen, you know what to do, and you know how to do it. I'm getting off the mic. I'm getting out the way. Mike is yours.
All right. So I don't know why everybody thinking they're in trouble, but I'm not a poet. She's my little teapot, sharp and stout. Arms for her handle, pussy for her spout. When she has that hot liquid for my mouth, I pick her up and let that wetness pour out. See, her heat rises from the friction of my thrust. My mitts around her hips as she gets filled with this hot wetness. And that's for my tea bag to seep in as I bounce, keep letting my melanin be her melatonin as we get wraps of satin that becomes covered by her honey. So I add some of my cream, that non-daring, but I will have her writing in her nocturnal diary. She's my little teapot, short and hot, dips of my chocolate in and out her mouth. When she has her fill, she'll moan and shout. And that's when I let her fantasies come out. How a tale of how she felt like Tinkerbell, a fairy dust hidden in my nuts and squirts mixes with the joy inside my lust. Giggles ushers us to the second star on the right, and we get greeted by morning as we're chasing away the night. My boys getting lost as they travel through the channels of her Neverland, but she never lets them land, so they melt in her mouth and not in her hand. Raising hands as she let recess commence in the jaws of her recess. She played with my kids as I dumped her into her orphanage, my Wendy. Damn, when did you learn to kiss like this? On your knees, straight into this hook as this anchor gets attached to your jolly. Baby, my happy has me flying figure eights, and my life can no longer wait to fill you with this hot, steaming. She's my little teapot, short and thick, sitting back while she's riding the stick. Shaking her wetness will make me come quick. Now take this dick. That's a good little bitch.
No, sir.
I hate you.
No, sir. Where's Pressure? Where the hell is she at? She needs to put you in your cage.
I don't think she's safe.
She might not be. Pressure, if you're there, blink twice if you need help.
This thing started out with letting my melanin be her melatonin.
Look, we ain't going to delay. We ain't going to delay. We're going to make it. We're going on a run. So this is just a run right now. We're in the middle of the run, right? So now I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go get Paul Cram because he's going to do what he needs to do. Paul Cram, I know this is your first time in the drip, doing the drip thing around the drip. Is you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, come on and pour some of that honey out. I give you Paul Cram. Mike is yours.
All right, this piece is called Taboo Encounters. We are not supposed to be doing this. We're not supposed to be texting plans to meet between sheets at our favorite hotel room. Now that I think about it, we're not supposed to have a favorite hotel room. But the sexual tension between us could not be denied, and boundary lines were passionately crossed. We are not supposed to be doing this. We are not supposed to give in to the lustful energy between us that created an erotic atmosphere, leading to me feeding on the juicy fruit between your thick thighs. We are not supposed to be doing this. We're not supposed to have our temples unguarded by clothing while you grip my head and pull me up from your sweet oasis just to roll me over so you can take over our secret sexual rendezvous, seductively staring while slowly starting a twisting up and down motion with the gripped hand that shares my manhood with soft, succulent lips powered by a neck that is moving in perfect sequence with its counterpart. We are not supposed to be doing this. We are not supposed to be in a position where I am allowed to express my sexual authority by firmly gripping the back of your neck and whispering in your ear, take it. As I powerfully yet passionately push pleasure petitions apart, penetrating the passages of your precious promised land, giving your body permission to release the sexual energy that was caged within your soul for so long, you know we are not supposed to be doing this. But we can't stop doing this because there's something so special about our taboo encounters. In peace.
A good taboo is a good thing, though.
Yeah.
Well, let me bring up one half a host of Just Jay and Gina Show, founder of Small House of Poetry, Epiphany Radio, finest member. Just Jay, are you there, sir?
Hey, Sundiata, how you doing, bro?
What's going on?
Man, been enjoying the room, man. Been enjoying the spizzle.
Are you been enjoying the thing? Well, come on.
Come on, what?
Listen, I ain't say come on. Listen, you know what?
Pause.
You got a piece, sir? Right. You rocking?
Yeah.
Mike is yours.
Hey, Mojave, you ever seen Inspector Gadget and the way it come on, he going through all these different rooms and all the rest of that type of jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was just doing, bro. Hold on a minute. All right. I was having charging problems the whole nine, bro. It's coming up. All right. Come on, give it to me. Give it to me. Man, that was the best poem I ever had, too, man. No, it's just coming up now. All right. Her identity was assassinated by the treachery of Arcadia's desire to be smitten by the electricity of ecstasy. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with words of his self-magnificence, and when it came to crap, she knew that no one could hand-deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a fulmination? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breath of his conversation? He babble, and her brook trickles. And she says it's worth her weeks of lament, because she knows tonight she will get no gent, and most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel, not even a hummingbird's wings and beats could hold a candle. Her ultrasonic panting is hardly audible. You see, tonight, she has become a musical instrument. And this night, this bow could hear the music. And even when the levee busted, did not rush, but they slowly engulfed everything that they touched. Because her soft melodic pants, shortness of breath, were tied to her waters, and she did not wish to extinguish his wick or to have it flare out of control. So she cooled in his ear like a dove, just out of sight, because for once, she just wanted to make love. And her cooing calmed his inner beast with a sweetly hummed ballad, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world. And she has taken him along, pushing him back into the ether. Poem.
Fantasy piece.
My phone went out on me before I could finish the poem, bro.
We didn't know that. We didn't know that.
I like the crescendo on that one, though. Damn.
But that was some fly shit. I'm going to give you another bell. Now, we're going to go to your apartment right now. We're going to go over here to Gina Storm. Gina.
Hey, Mojave. I'm not mutating. I'm here. Look, I'm talking when I should be muted, and I'm muted when I should be talking. That's the storm effect.
It happens to the best of us. It just happened to me. I just got barraged for some cupcakes because, all that other stuff happened. So, yeah, light be lightning. You got a piece for us this evening.
That part. Actually, I wrote a piece for tonight because I got a request.
Okay, well, come on. The mic is yours.
All right, so you were asking about fantasies. This wasn't really one of mine, but I don't mind, doing what's required of me when it needs to be. So I titled this piece, Tied Down and Wild Licked. He restrained my feet pretty and painted. My hands, too, after much protest, I relented. He began it, my tied-down, wild-licked session. It began before the formal introduction. So we knew each other, but not like this. Me needing to come was the problem, his mouth the solution. He kissed my lower lips methodically and slowly. The inside of both thighs extended the previous term that let your nature rise. I rolled to the back of my curly head, both eyes, my pulse racing, breath taking. Soul next, my heart skipped a beat. Fan on, no hot flash supplying the heat. Younger than me chronologically, but on my level educationally, he has the ability and the maturity. Need y'all to pray for my kitty. It's shorty. But he is not the one that's going to flatline me. I'll be damned. So while my honeypot is dripping and I'm tripping, mess up to infinity, and he might fool around and be my last hubby as I bite my lower lip. Yanni catching thunder, tormental rain and lightning. I'm cussing, calling my mom and his too, making promises that I don't know if I can keep. And I realized I got the upper hand. So I flipped the script on him, and then he didn't know what to do. He had to make a phone call to my mom and thank her for having me. And I'm glad that he did, because I wanted that reciprocal sexual energy, and that's what he had. The assignment was understood and was mastered. I'll be tied down while licked again soon. Damn you. In peace.
All right now, partner.
We're going to give you a bell.
Yo, I can only do what I do when I do it, partner. Thank you.
Listen, you filthy miscreant. You're
thank
dirty.
You so much. I'm not like a child molester. He can buy me a drink.
Oh, shit.
I ain't out here finding him on playground and in high schools now. He a grown ass man. He just younger than me. That's all.
You know what? I don't even want to hear all the filthiness. It sounds dirty. It sounds like a true story. We're going to leave it alone.
thank you. I appreciate you for letting me drip.
All right. All right. Lucy, Mahogany Soul, are you here? Are you here? Yay, nay. Okay. All right. So because it is a school night and we have 7 minutes left, and normally I would go into what you call it, but it's been a very eventful day for the kid. And and just on a side note, shout out to my cousin John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son. Happy birthday to him. Love him. Yeah, give a round of applause for that man. That's his birthday today. Yay.
Happy birthday to
him. You know, happy birthday to him. And some other good news, my son does not have any pulmonary issues. He is doing exceedingly well. So we are not looking at any heart problems or things of that sort. I got back late from doing that because apparently you can go to the doctors late now. So I'm very happy at that. I'm super, you know, because they was like talking crazy. And then he was like, yeah, nah, they just do that over there to make sure y'all come in. I was like, so you don't tell me I have a heart condition. You don't really have a heart condition? He was like, no. I was like, thank you. I'm out. So that's good. But let me do something. We're fast and hurry. Formats real quick. You know. All right. Hold on. Let me change this real fast. Jack, can you hear me, right?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Your taste is delicious, perfectly balanced, juicy. It was a playground for my tongue. I climbed upon her clit and I slid down the glide of her lips. Never small, but big slips, fish
splash and a waterfall alternating from living crate and tongue. Sliding into explore her walls, humming and strumming her with a wonder that one can want to see exploratory as I eat her with a single-minded focus. To align her spine, to rewind the flashbacks of coital attacks so I can practice the thievery, to steal her breath and snatch her snatch as I eat her slow, stirred her like Nestle's quick. Drink deep all that pour out, let it run over, soak me, coated my lips in your cum, spraying my veins with my fingers while licking you softly. I ate you like a dinner. I was famished. You fed me. You're sexy. And as the blood began to fill manhood and a natural shucking pull, your taste gave you oratory glory. Three orgasms. Legs. Hips. Wet. Thick. Which left me. Full. And that's the piece.
Lord mercy.
I mean, I like it a lot, but you're still nasty.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. All right. We got about 4 minutes left, and I am holding up the process, and it is a school night, and there's a bunch of stuff that has to get done. Let me go to my features. Melissa, how do you feel?
I feel fine.
What do you think?
That you just gave? Y'all all nasty.
Well, I wasn't just thinking about me, but I appreciate that. Thank you. thank you.
All y'all, I'm having a ball.
You having a ball? Okay. Yeah. Because normally I would be like, fuck this, but, you know. I'm bullshitting. This kid got to go. And he has, I actually got to do, like, treatments and shit. So I got to give him the treatment.
Yeah, all these chocolate pieces and pieces and who's bouncing off of what. I'm in the zone.
Oh, I'm telling you, you should come on Sunday in the honey dripper room. We'll be more sure to do the galaxy room for some honey. Maybe somebody will come in and lick it off. Anyway, that's besides the point. Ms. Dahlia 22. I know you're in the lab. Because it sounds like you're working.
Who, me?
No, Dahlia. Ms. Dahlia 22. Yes? No? Maybe? All right. Now, I'm going to go from you to Infamous. Infamous, you know what we do. We got 90 seconds before this is about to close. So, number one, I want to thank everybody for coming out this evening, coming out to experience the Honey Drip 3.0. Third season, 111 episodes. We rocking. And let me give a round of applause to the Drip, because y'all came in here and showed y'all asses. Let me just make sure. Here y'all came in here, fooling around, just doing all kinds of stuff. All right, matter of fact, because we got like a minute before we hit overtime. Wait a second. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me stop. Stop all the music. Do I see who I think just came in the room?
Good evening. How y'all doing?
God damn.
Oh, my
hello.
God.
Oh, hi.
Well, Now it's a party. Well, you know what? I'm starting to think, he magically appears. All right, you know what? We're just going to have to go into overtime on this one. Welcome to Erotica. Mr. Yes Lord, the Soul Garbler, Mr. Bitch Better,
yes,
the Shut Him Down, the Closer. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's get busy.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. This piece is called Soul Snatcher. from always being buried in your unforgiving, vine spindling, atmospheric, pressurized, galactic, complicated, yet simplistic hieroglyphic scriptures of your love. It's easy to see why in front of your presence I conquer like a warrior in front of you. Protect and quarantine what's behind you. Your Black Panther standing next to you, but crying throw fits like a bitch when I'm away from you, see. Ain't no pride or ego involved in me admitting that I need you. It's honesty. It made me sick at your fine ass. You're the only drug that I know that if I get to hit it, it make both of us elevate. See, it takes an exquisite and unique power to turn me into a sexual junkie. I mean, kitty licking you for my next fix every time I get. I just need a drip. A dot. Just a bump of your pussy's water. So why the fuck you keep playing with me? Trying to make me go full crackhead and shit and stop being ethical and take what I want. Like, take the initiative and pull you by your ankles to the middle of the bed and put your thighs on 1 hour full-on lockdown and place that vajayjay in my mouth, solitary confinement. Tongue boxed in your box, boxing your clit and you suckling you until you give me a confession. Still won't tell me what I need to know. Well, I hope you hydrated because this can happen all day. Not just because I can. Will and obliged to, bitch, but because I do what I want and I get what I want and I always leave you better than I found you, so put some respect on this masterful mouthpiece, because who else gonna make your G-spot pop so it can be latched on and gargle while simultaneously being licked and the talent to grow gills and vibrate my nose on your clit and send you to have you the best orgasms of your life and you don't even realize I almost just died for your pleasure. Pre-cum dripping from my dick as it throbs from the temptation of fucking you, boy. I display self-control. Because ain't nothing sexier than control. And you know I don't do it for the accolades. I do it for the sescapades. That nasty. Hell no. What the, can't be late for work? Okay, maybe a little late. Fuck it, put it all inside me and on me type shit. That chest punching, thigh squeezing, damn, this nigga really slutting me out type shit. That I hate you, that you write sometimes, and you get on my fucking nerves, but I ain't leaving you. I'm sorry I hurt you, now punish me for it type shit. That we fuck so much, bubble, slob, drooling, choking, sobbing, and stroking, whip dick out and take a piss and get a whiff of you type shit. That love to see that ass jiggle when you walk, get dressed, and go out in public. Go slay shit, be in the party for 23 minutes, and now we both like, fuck this party, let's go fuck each other type shit. Then I'ma fuck you up, bitch, go diving deep in your pussy, now your legs wrapped around like a woven basket while I dick you proper type shit. That being a slave to the moment, telling me you gon' take it, fuck it, aggressively, possessively, and unquestionably, and now you screaming, yes, keep fucking the shit out of me type shit. That gasping for air, savage, kissing, cum spitting, cream licking, we don't need a towel because we sleeping in it and I'm sleeping in you type shit. That I only do all of this because it's you type shit. Because you my type bitch. So hear me when I say, I am totally fine with and am in love with being buried in your unforgiving, vine spindling, atmospheric, pressurized, galactic, complicated, yet simplistic, hieroglyphic scriptures of your love, baby. And I'm grateful you chose to share this with me. Peace.
Have mercy on my soul, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I'm...
We're just gonna ring all the bells. Thank you though for walking around. Please ring out your panties. What'd you say?
Can I have my phone back?
Flag on the play. Flag on the motherfucking play. We almost made it. We almost got out. But no.
You almost escaped.
The voluptuous Lucifer slid up in this bitch. We almost escaped.
I'm going back in the dungeon. I'm sorry, y'all. I love y'all.
Man, that man got away with words. He just came out here and teabagged all the ladies.
Apparently, he got away with a lot of things.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. So, ladies, so how y'all feel about that? How y'all feel?
I'm trying to pull my soul back in my body.
That I took off my panties as soon as you said he was here.
Yeah, see. You pure magic. Yeah, I'd be wanting to ask him. I said, I know, because I know he'd be doing things. He'd be like, what's this on the bottom of your shirt? What does this say? What does this say? Said, it's really a feeling. It's something you got to know about. You don't look like you know about that. You're in that position to feel that. Anyway, y'all give it up for walking erotica. God damn it.
Oh, heck a leaf.
Thank you. I love y'all.
It's the perfect ending.
You know, with anything else. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Why I got you here, Danielle and Lisa Lips, what's going on tomorrow? What's happening in Deepest Talk tomorrow?
Okay, so tomorrow night, I am going to ask the question, how fine is the line between, now what is the word? I'm trying to remember. Oh, Lord.
See, Walker Veronica, she can't even think about what she's saying.
Yeah, you got me
messed up.
I had the word. How fine is the line between? It's another word for being kind of like blocked off. What is it? Protected. Oh my God, guarded. How fine is the line between being guarded and being open? That's the topic of discussion tomorrow night.
I'm sorry.
It was funny. Who said they're sorry?
That was on purpose. Ain't nobody in here sorry about nothing. Y'all did all this shit on purpose, so don't even try on anyone. Hear that word.
You
are. No apologies. No apologies accepted. None of them. Everybody did this shit on purpose. Y'all meant that shit here. I almost lost my whole soul, but I grabbed my spiritual sneakers and snatched it back down. Hallelujah.
I'm not even going to mess with it. Just Jay, what y'all got this Saturday? If y'all on the Saturday?
We're going to have Khadijah coming through. This Saturday, me and Gina's on the Jay and Gina Storm show. I don't know why I'm so thrilled. Yeah, we're going to be having Khadijah come through, man. Talk to her about a couple of different things about the industry. She actually moves in a certain type of way. She is very efficient. We're gonna talk a little bit about that right there, man. It's a lot of things about Khadijah I didn't really learn until she had dropped through one time this summer, man. So I knew I had to get her up in here because a lot of people don't know that she is very efficient. She is a businesswoman. The woman is making moves on the poetry and the music game.
That's what's up. As far as this is concerned, because definitely I am over time, I want to thank everybody for coming out. I want to thank our features, Melissa the Exclusive, Miss Dahlia 22, and, of course, Infamous, lyricist of Drift New Fall 22, rocking out with the sun. I want to thank everybody else who came to participate, you know, the gratitude of y'all having here, making this place nice and slippery and clean up on aisle 69. It's nice. That being said, this has been Epiphany Radio Universe, the starship where we boldly go where poems have not been before, a career entertainment network where we encourage you to take your socks off, in our case, take your drawers off,
I was like, the day then. take them drawers off. Take them off. But that being said, shout out to everybody. Shout out to the legendary Win 22 coming in here wrecking shit as they normally do. And legendary asses, huh? Oh, I would do that. See, there you go.
Oh, see? So not fair.
You know what I'm saying? Well, he's going to hit the air horn. All right. I don't know if y'all heard the air horn, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. You heard.
That being said, it's been an absolute pleasure. We want to thank everybody who's coming out for participating. Even if you didn't have anything to say, glad that you were here. Appreciate you more than words. For everybody else, thank y'all for coming. God bless you. Good night. Please check out Epiphany Radio University. They have something every night here at 9 p.m. You get something that's going to be wonderful and fulfilling for you. That's happening with everything else is going on. Don't forget, Leaders Talk tomorrow. The Get Down on Thursday. I believe Mahogany Soul's Jukebox on Friday. And Just Jay and Gina Show on Saturday. And Divine Inspiration on Sunday. And then we're back with Kings and Kings Quarter with King Atterbury. And I believe the Pearl of Negus is the queen. That's happening. So we rocking. That being said, it's been a distinct pleasure. This will self-destruct. In 10, 9, 8,
y'all have a good night. I love y'all.
7, 6,
good night.
5,
good night.
4, walking the rocker, give the baby panties back. You and Drew, you can't be sharing nothing. And Greg, give me back my box of drawers. back my box of drawers. God damn it. 3, 2, one.
Don't get pregnant.
Do not get pregnant.